We have Anne-Marie LePage. She is a beer brewer, and a beer brewer is called a Cicerone. Anne-Marie LePage heads up the Sensory and Quality Control Department at Reckless Brewing Company. Now, Anne-Marie, welcome to Community Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Talking to Anne-Marie earlier, a sommelier is going to tell you all about wine. Now, a Cicerone, which is a new word today, is a brewer. How exciting.
Not necessarily a brewer. So Cicerone is to beer what a sommelier is to wine. So the Cicerone program is a certification program that targets any people that works in the beer industry. And it's all about education, but you don't have to be a brewer to be a Cicerone.
Ah.
So a lot of people, you know, who own venues, own breweries, or even just work in beer venues can be Cicerones.
Right. Of course, a sommelier tells you about the wine.
Exactly.
And they know the history and so forth.
It's...
Yeah. All right. So... what's your knowledge? What do you bring as, you know, the Sensory and Quality Control Department? what do you bring to that?
I bring a lot of experience, obviously, having worked as a brewer for the last few years, and being a Cicerone and having, you know, all these qualifications. It means I studied beer for a very long time, so I have a lot of knowledge about not only how beer is made, but also why beer is made and the history and knowledge about different beer styles. But what I bring the most to our quality and sensory program is the ability to taste and to evaluate beer in an objective manner. So this is a big part of the certification of being a Cicerone is, you know, being able to differentiate two beer styles that might be similar and pick up flaws in some beers.
Right. So. Now, I'm not a great beer drinker and I've tried the Guinness, I've tried the IPAs and so forth. So what do you recommend to someone when they first say to you, I'd like to try a beer? What taste are you looking for?
Yeah, it always depends on what people enjoy drinking. Sometimes it depends on, you know, what kind of day it is. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a beer that will go well with your meal? Are you looking for a beer that's just going to be refreshing? So this is one of the reasons that, you know, the Cicerone program exists and tries to educate beer professionals. It's about, at the end of the day, educating the customer and being able to, you know, talk to people, and because everyone, you know, has different tastes. So, yeah, it's always to... know that unique, because people that love beer will have their favorite beers, but when they come to a brewery for the first time, they might want to try something, you know, they know what they like or what they don't like, and if they don't know what they like, then we'll kind of be able to
steer them in the right direction.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's been a hot day. I'd like something light. So at the end of the day, you know, you're coming to the end of the day, you've gotten home from work. What do you recommend on a hot day?
Then we're going to go with the lagers, probably. Something, you know, fresh, crisp, very refreshing, not too much taste, arguably. Something that would just go down easy. Or we might even be talking about a sour beer. So sour beers are just that little bit tangy, very refreshing. And a lot of breweries, us included, we like to put fruits in them. So that's a completely different flavor profile. It's a completely different experience that people might not be familiar with. But on a hot day, I definitely recommend a nice sour.
Right. Now, I'm sitting down to a meal. and I'm going to go, it's a barbecue. And it's steak and salad. And is that a different... I mean, is that still a hot day, so you'd go for something refreshing? All right,
but cold night? It might be different. You know, you might want to try a Rauch beer, which is a smoked kind of beer, because that might go well. If you're talking about a seared steak, you might have some, you know, some flavors that would mingle together and be very pleasant. But, you know, pairing beer and food or beer in situations, it's the same thing with wine. There are limitless combinations. It really depends on what people are feeling. And at the end of the day, I think that anyone from Reckless Brewing would say, the beer you want to drink is the beer you're going to enjoy.
And that covers all bases, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And you do know that people have their favourites.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I was just wondering, when you say, I mean, how much do you get involved in the production, not the production, in the understanding, say a crop, hops, how do you source hops for the brewery?
We are small enough that, you know, we get our hops from producers and we go with varieties that we know and love. So we use a lot of Australian hops, obviously, because they are so flavorful. And we love them and accessible, but also a lot of American hops and even some European hops, because hops are a little bit similar to grapevines in a way where they develop their flavor depending on where they're grown.
So there's a terroir with
hops.
There is
a terroir, yes. European have, well, in Europe you can find what we call the noble hops, which are the hops that have been cultivated in the same area for centuries. They're very delicate, very aromatic. And then if you take these same vines and plant them in America or in Australia, New Zealand, you'll get different varieties and different flavors. So there's always new hops. So it's just a question of trialing, smelling them, and, yeah, trying them in the beer and seeing what we like and what we don't like.
Now, I have mentioned food, but with Reckless Brewing Company in Bathurst, and they're situated in Bathurst, are you working with Providors as well to bring local produce to the restaurant side of the company?
We try as much as we can. Obviously, I'm not in the kitchen, so I don't know what's happening right now. All I know is that we've recently taken the kitchen in-house, so we are fully in charge of that now as Reckless. And, yeah, we'll always try to, encourage local producers. Our spent grain, so the grain that's left over after brewing, goes to Happy Pigs as animal feed. That's a waste product for us. We just need it to be gone. So we have farmers that are very happy to come and, you know, take it off our hands.
Right, because, I mean, from what I heard, pigs do like that. So being local, and I think that really is important, because Orange have their wine, food, breweries.
Yes.
It's becoming part of, normality within this region.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've been welcomed by the community here in Bathurst so warmly, and it's obviously we want to give back to them and we want to create these relationships. So even if you come to the tap room, you'll find local spirits, local wines, local ciders. We do try to team up with local producers and help each other in any way we can. We also produce, we basically rent our brewing kit for whiskey wash for local distilleries. So when we're not brewing, they can use our kit and then make their whiskey with that.
Which is fabulous. I mean, it makes a community, doesn't it?
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
And, of course, that's the... I mean, we all love the fast cars that come into Bathurst, but it does make a difference if you have a destination
exactly.
for whether it's food, wine or beer, and it sparks an interest that people can, as you say, you have your favourite beer, but you can always try another.
Exactly.
And Reckless can become your favourite. Look, thank you so much. As I said, I've been talking to Anne-Marie Lepage, who is the Cicerone, which is a new word for today. And as I said, she heads up the Sensory and Quality Control Department at Reckless Brewing Company. And look, thank you so much for being here today.